what we did this weekend. So, did we fish in the dark? And did we catch some fish? What'd we catch? That a girl.
Anderson, right?
Daniels. He's hiding over there.
Yeah, that's Anderson Daniels. Anyway, he just was on the Homegrown Song show just now with Brian. Mark Lukey's over there. Boomer's here. We have our fourth outdoorsman, Sophie. And Sophie is Boomer's daughter. You guys just came back from where, young lady? Where'd you go?
South Dakota.
What lake were you fishing?
Lake Travers.
And what resort were you staying at?
Wing and Fin.
And what did your old man, did he catch some fish as well?
Pike.
Yeah. Dad didn't fish very much though, did he? This trip was all about you and Cole and you guys getting out in the brand new Alumacraft competitor, Shadow Series 205. It was really roomy. And so what kind of technique did we use? What were we doing out on the water to catch those walleye, smallmouth, and northern pike?
Jig and a minnow.
Yeah. What were we pitching up against? What were we trying to target when we were casting our jig and a minnow?
Walleye.
Yeah, but what was the structure like? What were we looking for? Was it rocks?
Rocks.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you notice out there? When did the bite seem to get a little more active?
Definitely at nighttime. You could just see rows and rows on the hummingbird.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, she got that name down. So, you know, Soph, when we did that and we were targeting all those fish, what are the couple of the other things that we kind of talked about a little bit on the water that we learned with our rods and drag and stuff like that? What are some things you learned on the water?
Dragging.
Yeah. Constant contact with the bottom. Is that when we'd get our bites?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was that pike like when you caught it?
Really feisty.
Yeah, he was feisty. And I tell you what, Sophie laid into about a 3 to 4 pound smallmouth to start things off. And Cole, what did he catch about 5 minutes into the trip? Yeah, it was really fun. So I want to give a big shout out, Strew. I know we've got a great show here. Boomer here with the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Sophia's to my right. The wild card Strew is over to my further right. And to the left is producer Mark. And we have a special show for folks tuning in. I bet you there's a lot of folks driving home right now, getting the cabins open or getting the campers open for fishing opener. And this show is going to be special because it is all about fishing. Strewman is going to have some stories because he was out rubbing elbows with Governor Walker.
Governor Walker.
Yeah, and you were out
Governor
on
Scott Thompson Walker. Was about 20 years
well,
ago.
Well, that's to Eugene Thompson. I don't just kidding, Scott.
Yeah,
Walker.
And he was on Shatek with a friend of mine, and I'll let you talk about that. And then Sophie and I were out on the Minnesota-South Dakota border because that water actually opens up a couple weeks sooner than inland waters in Minnesota, and we had some good luck and Todd, our friend at Wing and Fin, and we caught some fish in the new competitor. We had some blackfish gear on to keep us sunblocked because it was 80 degrees and sunny. It was great to break that cabin fever. But we have a couple special guests for our listeners just tuning in.
Big shots.
Tony Roach is going to be joining us after the first break. And if you know fishing in the state of Minnesota, you know the name Tony Roach. And he's such a great guy to have on. He's so insightful. So he's going to give us some thoughts, some tips, what's going on Mille Lacs, if we're going to have open water there. And then after that, after the second break, we're going to have Steve Carney from CCO Radio, as well as Outdoor News, another friend of the show, and he's been out on Traverse as well. But we had a really good trip out there, guys, and I can just say that, you know, the walleyes were active, the males were milking. I would say the females didn't have any eggs left in them, but right away in the morning and in the evening, we were just pitching the shoreline with a jig and a minnow, and that really seemed to work. Because the other thing is it looked like some of the minnows, I don't know if they were spawning or whatnot, Strew, but they were pushing all of that bait fish up against those rocky shorelines, and those bait fish didn't have a chance, so we just had to sneak our jig and a minnow there and our tungsten jigs from Clam Pro Tackle, and we caught some fish.
You're a name dropper. You're pretty good about that, aren't you?
Well, you know, we got to drop the names of the folks.
I got my blackfish gear on and my Alumacraft boat with my You're pretty good at that, pal.
Well, and I tell you what, I'm going to drop another name, another great sponsor of the show, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I just got a picture from Tanner Cherney, and I believe they're going to have an updated video fishing report coming early this week. Tanner was shore fishing already, and guess what?
What?
Got a beautiful Devil's Lake walleye.
I think I saw a picture of that. You know, good for him. Let's get back to Travers, because you were there the week before.
Yep.
And got a little bit of fishing in, but how was the crowds? Were the people there? Was the ice was completely off, right?
Yeah, the ice was completely off. There was a lot of people there. There was a walleye tournament. There was actually 70 to 80 boats out on Traverse on Saturday. So there was quite a few boats out there. And, you know, some of them were fishing in some of the spots we typically go to. So we did a little more of an adventure and scouted some new spots. And it was great because I got to run into my friend Kim, who actually bought my Alumacraft T-Pro from 3 years ago, and he just happened to be there. So for throwback Thursday's sake, I know that doesn't make sense, but just to go back memory lane, we jumped into the T-Pro that we fished in 3 years ago and got into that a little bit.
Is that the 185?
195. So just a foot shorter than the competitor 205 we have right now. But man, I tell you, we really focused on the electronics. I didn't have a fishing pole in my hand most of the time. And that side imaging really works slick when you're looking against those rocky shorelines because, you know, that...
Back it up. You're talking to a left-handed pole line from the east side of St. Paul. What in God's name is side imaging? Is that what you said?
Yes. Basically what it is, Drew.
Imaging, you know, from the side.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, there he is.
Boy, that's Mark
Producer
Lukey.
PhD Mark Lukey. He's got a college degree. I like it.
He does play Scrabble every Sunday in the morning paper.
Well, you know how when we look at our sonar, Stru, and we're looking on the boat, and we can show how deep we are, and then you can see little spots, and those are fish, right? Well, side imaging basically does that from the side, and it can shoot out to, you know, over 100 feet, and what it does, it won't tell you the depth of the fish, or maybe it does, and I'm just not that smart, but it basically tells you where the structure is on your left and right-hand side. It will kind of image that for you, as well as it will show you shadows or if there's fish to your left or right. So we use that on some of the new spots we were scouting to see if there was some structure that looked sexy enough to fish, or if there was a pot of bait fish, then we'd cast into there because we knew there'd be predator fish.
Yeah, makes
or
sense.
If there was a couple big lines there, we'd cast into that. And so remember that one time I said, hey, there looks something on the side, and what happened?
I caught it.
Yeah. What'd you catch?
A northern.
Yeah, and it was pretty exciting, guys, because we were looking at the side image, and I said, hey, who's got a minnow on a jig right now? And Sofinator, a chip off the old block. Cole had just got done catching a fish, and Cole did a great job, too. And Sophie threw into there about 10 yards and started reeling towards the boat, and I go, for credibility, please, God, make there be a fish. And whammo, that pike gave it to her. And
oh, that's fun.
We were messing around to get the net, and that pike was over 30 inches long. And Soph is learning from Mom about how to flip a fish because we are using all braided line because the water was a little darker. And that's a little tip for folks out there. You know, braided line is very sensitive, and it's not going to break as easy if you have a leader on it. Now, I understand when you want to use a leader like mono or fluoro with clearer water because it's a little more invisible. But when the water's murky, I just go straight braid to the jig and the minnow because when you have kids out there like Soph, she flipped in that 30-inch pike, stood on it, and said, Dad, I don't need the net.
Good woman. Hey, you're talking about braided line. I was fishing this week as well, yesterday in the Wisconsin Governor's Open, and I had braided line on all three of my rods. What is the lightest weight braided line you can get? Can you get 2-pound braided line?
Well, you know, I don't think so. Most of the braided line is manufactured to hold a heavier weight.
Yeah.
But it has the diameter of a lighter line that you would find in typical mono or fluoro. So to give you an example of that, Stru, the braided line that I'm using on all the rods, and it's kind of like a mossy green color.
Right,
it fits in that murky areas. It's
30-pound
test, but it's 8-pound diameter. So that's how far technology has came. So typically, you know, when you would have 30-pound test mono, that's pretty thick-looking line, right?
It's rope.
But that technology of braided, it's 30-pound test, but it's dialed down to about an 8-pound diameter. Now, enough about Sophie and I and Cole out on Traverse. We got any shout-outs, Mark?
Yeah, we have a bunch of shout-outs. Hello, everyone, from the 4 Outdoorsmen. You can go to the 4 Outdoorsmen Facebook page and comment under the shout-out picture, and we will read it on air. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We have a couple here to go through. Matt Quick is listening. Love your show, he says. Matt Quick Outdoors Guide Service is all set and ready for the season. Check us out at Matt Quick Outdoors for trip details. And he has a picture of his beautiful Alumacraft boat. And Matt, I'm jealous of your double two-door garage. That looks pretty roomy. I want one of those. Cody Rollins says, anglers participating in the Dick Hilly St. Jude Bass Classic out of Wabasha, Minnesota, raised $658,000, bringing the 20-year total to more than $3.3 million. For the kids of St. Jude, way to go, anglers.
That's the tournament Nicole was in.
That's great. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And Shannon Cruz, our good friend, said, two more Saturday morning off my property is a picture of two beautiful turkeys. He said, maybe we should set you up, Mark Lukey. I think you should as well.
I need to get my turkey. You're so, a celebrity, pal.
That's my update.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Robbie Rademacher. He had commented on one of our posts, and he said he loves the show. So, Robbie, thanks for listening and following Mark and I on Instagram. Strewman, you were in Wisconsin, and there was some concern that Chautauqua was going to have ice, and you were going to be fishing with two lines. What was the water like?
It was interesting. It was absolutely clear and calm. No wind, no ice, 80 degrees. Everybody was handed out sunblock as they got on the lake because it was that beautiful of a day. Whether you caught a fish or not, you didn't care because ice went out May 1st, and we fished May 5th. That's what they said, and it was perfect. Not an issue whatsoever. So I fished in the Wisconsin Governor Open and did meet up with Scott Walker there. I didn't talk to him, but he came to our banquet the evening before and introduced everybody, introduced all the big shots. I'm a believer in him. I think he's a nice man. I like some of his values. I know some of the things he stands for.
Yep.
And he speaks very, very well. And his speech was very short. But he fished in the morning, and I guess he caught a couple as well. It was just, for me, it was my first time ever going to any kind of a Governor's Open. It was a good experience, banquets and lunch and meeting people and fishing and schmoozing, and I had one hell of a guide. Well, Mark, go ahead, Mark.
Well, I just had a question. You had some interesting company on your boat. Why don't you tell us about who you fished with, and now you're going to be on TV?
Joe, I am. I fished with Gene Schoenfuss, but that's not the guy you're talking about. Gene Schoenfuss is a friend of mine, and he's been a host at the Wisconsin Governor's Open for the last 15 or 20 years. And so we use his pontoon boat, and you've met him, I think. He keeps his boat on our dock in Chautauqua. But the guide that we got was Kurt Wahlbeck. And Kurt Wahlbeck for 9 years now, had a television show called Outdoor Bound TV. He's on ABC, Fox Sports. He's on Wild TV. He's been around all over the place, and he is the real deal.
Great guy.
Kurt, and he mentioned Boomer, mentioned Tanner, mentioned Nicole. He knows all the guys. Jiggy, he knows them all. And it was Boomer with a little more experience. It was a great guy. It was fun.
I take that, Strew, as a huge compliment, you know, because Kurt, I bet you Kurt, you know, I'm 40. Kurt's probably in low 50s, maybe low 50s.
Yeah, I'd say 55 in that ballpark.
Great shape. All over the country. I mean, I know he was hunting in South Africa just a little bit ago with his wife. And Nicole and I had an opportunity to go out there for a North Dakota or a Devil's Lake, North Dakota tourism event where we did a cast and blast. And we were on one of his episodes. And he's just, you know, one of those salt of the earth people, you know, kind of, you know, like that Ron Shera. He's a great storyteller. He knows how to get it done hunting and fishing. And man, you were blessed to be on the water with him, buddy.
His son Brady was the videographer for the show. The show that he did on our fishing day is going to be broadcast, I think, in the spring or the winter of 2019, whatever. But it was done. It was so cool to see all that is done. I don't know. I flip all the time, and I've seen him a number of times. I think he's a half an hour show, like most of these guys are. But it was about 3.5 or 4 hours of stuff to get the 1.5 hour show. And boy, we talked about the tornadoes out there. His son Brady did a hell of a job. Kurt's a great guy. Just came back. Every year he goes to New Zealand. And is that Red Stag in New Zealand?
Yeah, Red Stag in New Zealand.
Yeah, he's got a place up in Alberta, Canada, up by Banff. And hopefully my gorgeous wife, Diana, and I can sneak out there sometime with
Banff
him and his wife.
Oh, I've heard Banff is beautiful.
Oh, we've been there once years ago, and he says, come on up. Absolutely. Strewman likes free stuff.
So, Strew, now, you know, when you're out there and you're actually filming with these folks, you really get an appreciation. And I know Mark is so familiar with this, with Ron Shera Productions and all the great shows they have. But just to get a half an hour show, I mean, Mark, you can be filming for 4 to 8 hours, maybe even 2 days, depending on the weather and how the bite and how everything's playing out.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll go for a whole weekend for one show, you know. So our shows are a little different. They're not always about what they catch or shoot. It's more about the people. But yeah, it takes a long time. And not only does it take a couple of days of filming and travel usually, usually takes 4 to 5 days to edit that show. So when you see all these shows on TV, you don't realize how much actual work is done.
You know what? It really was amazing. It's so much work. We were on the water for maybe 8 hours, and I can't picture guys like Boomer in the near future, Kurt Wahlbeck, all these guys, Jiggy, and doing this, and having to do this day in, day out. My butt was dragging. I only caught a couple of fish, but these guys caught a lot of panfish. My butt was dragging. By the time you get, if you're out in the sun, I don't care what you have on, and it's 5, 6 o'clock, you've been out there since 7 o'clock in the morning, it's a long day, and have to get up and do it again the next day and guide people and keep a smile on your face, like you said, that's a tough job.
Well, if you're using live bait, you better be using your Fishing Buddy Cooler, buddy, because that's another great sponsor where they have that bait bucket that has those frozen gel packs that can keep your worms and leeches feisty, you know, when it's 80-something degrees for about 6 hours. So, Stru, a couple minutes here before we get to break. How was the bite? What did you guys go after? What did you learn? What were the takeaways?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was the water temperature was different all over the place. In the middle of the lake, it was 46 degrees. We found some places where it was 62, 63 degrees.
Wow.
And Gene Schoenfuss, my buddy on his pontoon, doesn't have all the real fancy technology. He's got a depth finder, one of those, you know, and maybe a little more advanced than that. Not quite as advanced as the guy stuff you guys like to see.
Yep.
And so we just, Gene just took us places where he's had a lot of experience and caught fish, and then we kind of winged it and went by water temperature. And we didn't start catching panfish, we didn't catch any walleyes, until we got to about 60 degrees. And I'll tell you what, Gene Schoenfuss was casting with a slip bobber. And I had a small bobber on, but he outfished both Kurt and me, probably 4-1, just because I think his slip bobber, not a slip bobber, his pencil bobber.
Yep.
And it was a slip bobber anyway. It's pencil bobber, fishing in 3 feet of water, maybe 4 feet of water, was so slim that the crappies and the sunfish couldn't feel the resistance. And I was getting hits as well, and he was bringing them in much more quickly than I. And he could cast into a one-foot circle. And the last five fish he caught under some brush in 3 or 4 feet of water, I bet they were all within a three-foot circle.
You know, it's interesting you talk about that because we have the Ron Shera 50th Annual Crappie Contest coming up on May 19th at Lord Fletcher's. And I know that originally was going to be this last weekend, but because of ice and we wanted to move it, you know, Mark, we, you know, you guys wanted to move it a couple weeks, not only for the ice conditions and opener, but you wanted that water to be able to warm up on Minnetonka so those crappies would start to come into the shallows and congregate a little bit. And it seems like they did that already on Chautauqua.
Absolutely. Now, the walleye fishing was slow. There probably were about 100 people in this so-called contest. It's not a contest, but it's an event. And only 7 walleyes were brought in to be weighed out of the 100 or so fishermen. There were more crappies and sunfish.
Stru, on the crappies that you guys were catching, did you notice that some of the crappies were a darker color or almost all black yet?
No.
Because when they start to turn that all black, that's when the males are starting to spawn. It's really cool to see that. And that's also another indicator. If you catch a couple like that, you know they're kind of being off those weed lines and those structure spoils.
Go ahead, Mark.
I have a couple more shout-outs. Tyler Oman, I think it's Oman, Ohmann, listening in Albany at the Oman residence. Love the show. And also shout out to my beautiful wife, April, who sent me a picture of Max on our boat, Stru.
Hey, the 4 Outdoorsman boat, the Sea Sprite.
We're about ready to get that baby out. I'm going to try it out next weekend. Hopefully it starts.
Hey, a couple of things I learned from Kurt. Number one, he's a wonderful guy. His son Brady's a riot. I tell you, Brady says, hey, you come on. Brady plays basketball for Wisconsin Stout, I believe it is. He said, you come watch me play ball sometime this next winter. I'll take you to a pub called Rehab. And I also found out that Kurt is was a wide receiver for Colorado State in the 80s, late 80s. And he must have been pretty good because he played 3 or 4 years and they won the conference title when he was a senior, I think. But anyway, one of the things I learned, and I probably learned it from you as well, Boomer, a long, long time ago, was he caught a really nice big bluegill, big one.
Yeah.
And he called it a bull.
It's got like a football helmet on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. But then he called it a bull. He said, we're letting this one go back because this guy protects the nest.
Yes,
that's,
he does.
And I didn't know that. He protects the nest, keeps the bad guys out of there.
Well, and the other big thing about that is releasing those gills that are, you know, panfish that are over 8 or 9 inches, especially sunnies and gills, because genetics, if you want to keep catching fish like that, you have to release them back in there so the fish stays with it. Now, we got a big guest coming up here, don't we?
Yes, we do. We got Tony Roach is going to be on first, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Tony Roach on, and we're going to have a little music kicking here. And after it's Tony Roach, then we're going to have Mr. Steve Carney.
Tell you what, one more thing. When we come back, remind me to talk about the auction. Back on the Four Outdoorsmen, Tony Roach is going to be right on. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at fishingbuddycooler.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro. The staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Senkos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Jones from your drive home on Bob FM, and I've got a hunt for you that won't trigger guilt from your boss or your other half. Reach for Resources Game Farm Gala takes place Wednesday, October 3rd at Sandpine Pheasants. The day includes 5 birds per person, cleaned and packaged, catered lunch, a guide with 2 dogs, and a raffle for 11 guns. You won't want to miss the excitement, and you won't need to make excuses for this explosive charity hunt. Register at reachforresources.org. That's reachforresources.org.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. And choose from the best selection of waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Get flooring deals for every room room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today.
Total Country Bob FM.
The team is back. The team is back. We're here with Sophie Struman here, and Sophie is Boomer's daughter. Boomer's next to Sophie, Mark, Lukey, the four outdoorsman. Gosh, it's Sunday night. And I'll tell you what, before we bring in one of Boomer's favorite guys, I got to tell you about the auction at the Wisconsin Governor's Open. Mark Fisher will get a kick out of this. He's been to a bunch of these before. But I was at the Wisconsin Governor's Open. That was kind of fun. I was a big shot. Had my four outdoorsman shirt on and all that kind of thing. And they had an auction where the real auctioneers done it for 20 years around the state, auctioning off a bunch of items. The first time in his entire life, he said, he auctioned off a root canal.
Nice.
A local dentist in Shatek auctioned off. He donated a root canal, and it was like for $300. It went for $10. So if the guy ever needs a root canal, he's home free.
Just keep that one
small
in the bank.
Small town life, pal. A lot of fun fishing in the Wisconsin Governor's Open. Boomer, who do we have
on
here
right now?
Well, I
tell you what, Strew, man, I don't know how to segue in our favorite guest who's going to be on from a root canal, but speaking of fishing and fishing opener coming up next weekend, I couldn't think of a more perfect guest than the state of Minnesota's Tony Roach. Tony Roach, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen, my friend.
Oh, I love being on the show.
Hey, Tony, welcome. Strewman here, Mark's there. Boy, I tell you what, are you excited? Do you still get excited? This is 1 week away from, almost 1 week, 6 days a week away from the opener. Are you getting antsy right now?
I'm like a little kid at Christmas. I have fishing openers. Ranks right up there with major holidays in Minnesota or in, across the world, really.
Attaboy.
I mean, I won't rank it above Christmas or Easter or any of the big holidays, but it's right up there.
So, Tony, I can only imagine a week before opener, you are running all over the place. Are you at home right now grilling steaks like you did the last time you were on the show, or are you coming back from a fishing adventure?
I'm actually at home grilling chicken at this point. But I haven't been home much. It's good to be home. I actually got a bunch of projects done today with my wife, and happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Got to get that stuff done and just in time for opener.
So, Tony, speaking of opener, can you disclose to the Bob Country listeners right now where you're going to be on opener?
Mille Lacs Lake.
Mille Lacs. And speaking of Mille Lacs, I know there was a lot of discussion early on, and we won't get into the catch and release stuff right now, but
thank you.
That is Mille Lacs going to be open for opener? What does it look like on the lake right now?
I was actually down to the lake today. Had to meet a guy in Garrison, and it's looking pretty good. You'll be able to fish on Mille Lacs, I guarantee it. I'm not going to say it's going to be 100% ice-free, but it's eroding from the shorelines. It's pretty black. I'm guessing it's going to be completely out, but you'll definitely have lots of places to fish. The bays are open. It looks pretty good.
You know, Tony, I had the kids out on Traverse this last weekend, and we got into one of those famous Traverse jigging a minnow bites for early spring, and it was a lot of fun. And then there was a tournament there at the same time as well, so I got to shoot the bowl, and the kids got to talk to some of the tournament anglers as well. And we had found that the walleyes seemed to be milking the males, the females were spawned out, and there was some thought process between all of us thinking that maybe those walleyes had actually started that spawn underneath ice. I've never heard of that before, that could take place. What do you think about the walleyes, where they're going to be at? Are they spawning already, or what do you think it's going to look like for Mille Lacs this opener?
Oh, for sure. They're doing their thing. You know, if you go up to Canada, there's always ice on while they're spawning. You know, we saw it in 2013. You know, the walleye spawned underneath the ice, and most of the females were spawned out like you saw in Travers, and the males were still doing their thing. And, you know, the one thing about Mille Lacs is it's super, super clear, so you know, you're going to want to pitch baits. I love pitching jigs and shiners, jigs and plastics. I also love casting crankbaits. You know, I know there's probably a lot of listeners that love trolling, which I do like trolling as well. But if I can pitch baits on fish in shallow water and catch big walleyes, it really doesn't get any better than that. It's one of my favorite ways to fish. You know, I do a lot of different pitching techniques, but I love when it's a late ice out opener. You know, you had mentioned Lake Travers, Big Stone. I used to go out there every single year turkey hunting before we had turkeys up here. I used to go out there and we'd open up for the border water open, and both those fisheries are incredible, and they're a really fun, like, pitching jigs and minnows, jigs and plastics. You're going to see that same sort of thing on Mille Lacs Lake. You know, it's a pitching bite. Come in stealthy, drop your trolling motor down, whether you're pitching rock reefs or the shallow water sand flats on the north end, even some of those, weed beds that are laying down in the bays and stuff. The walleyes are going to be jam-packed in there, and the females are going to be feeding, and the males are going to be milking. I was just out in Green Bay a couple weeks ago, and that same scenario took place. There was big ice floes everywhere, but we were catching spawned out females and, males that were still spawning. You know, they run off a clock. You know, I think we always put a kind of a temperature gauge on when they spawn, but that just kind of frames up that time period in which they spawn. And, you see it all the time, and, that's going to be the case on Mille Lacs. That's going to be the case on Leech Lake. Winnebagoche, those walleyes are doing their thing, and guess what? Opener is going to be fantastic for a lot of folks, regardless of where you're going.
Hey, we're talking about Tony Roach, and Tony Roach, of course, is a famous guide in the state of Minnesota. He specializes in Mille Lacs and all the lakes around there, but thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. I just got a phone call on the way to the studio, as a matter of fact, from a friend of mine named Dave Ekblad, and he spends a lot of time up in Ely. He was nice enough. He's on Mud Creek Road, where the hunting shack of the Polish Palace is. And he was nice enough to call me and tell me that if anyone's planning on going to Vermilion for the opener and they got all these things arranged already, make the phone call, because it's not going to be completely open. He said the bays are open right now, most of the bays, he says, but there's still an awful lot of ice on Lake Vermilion. So who knows what it's going to be like up there. Should be clear, but again, make the phone call before you head out. Boomer.
Yeah, so Tony, I know there is some new legislation out for Mille Lacs. I know it's catch and release. Are there any other provisions for Mille Lacs that folks need to know about for this opener? Anything to do with live bait, or we can't fish before this certain time in the morning or past this time in the evening?
Nope, not on opener. It's obviously catch and release again this season, but there's no restrictions as far as nighttime band or anything like that. It's business as usual, and the fishing is going to be incredible. You know, we always have a tradition on Friday. Everybody comes up in the morning. We go crappie fishing. We have a big fish fry. And then, the last few years we've gone to Mille Lacs with literally no traffic out there. I mean, it's great to go on the lake, catch a bunch of walleyes. Last year, I lost count how many fish we caught. And then we just come back and we have a little steak dinner afterwards. And, that's kind of been our tradition this year. It's kind of cool. My son's going to join us for the first time on opener. So my dad, I know, is super excited about it. I'm super excited to bring my son out. We told him when he turns 10, he can go on opening day. Usually we bring the kids out on Sunday, but this year he's just been chomping at the bit. So I'm really, really pumped to get my son out on opener. This will be the first time that we fish together. It's always a family tradition for me, and now to see that come full circle, I'm pretty excited.
Well, Tony, you're a stand-up guy, and when you talk about family, this last weekend trip I had on Traverse with the two kids, I don't think I had a pole in the water for more than 5 minutes for a day and a half, Tony, and it was probably one of the most memorable, funnest trips that I'll take to the bank with me, because just seeing, my kids doing it and learning a few things and reading side image, just kind of taken over that tradition, and it was just amazing to see. But with that being said, Tony, when you're fishing on Mille Lacs, I was talking to the kids, and Sophie's in studio with me, and I really would love to get your feedback on. I would fish a spot for a few minutes, and if there was nothing going, I'd throw a couple different presentations at it, maybe a jig and a minnow, maybe a little jerk bait, and if there was nothing, I was gone. How long do you stay on a certain spot, let's say on Mille Lacs or any lake, especially for opener, before you just say, all right, boys and girls, let's throw the trolling motor up and let's go to the next waypoint?
Not long. I really power fish. I mean, when I'm pitching jigs, if we're not getting bites, I'm going to keep moving until we find those active fish. And when you talk about a lake like Lake Travers or Mille Lacs or Big Stone, any of these big bodies of water, they're always biting somewhere. And so, just staying on the move is always key. I call it power fishing. A lot of anglers call it power fishing. And whether you're walleye fishing power fishing or you're bass fishing power fishing, you're really just looking for active fish. And then once I find those fish in that location, let's say we catch a fish or two and then it slows down, I might start changing presentations and work that area a little bit better, or you know, just revisit my map to see if the wind's blowing into a certain location or why they're feeding in that area or why they're relating to that area. And then, you know, if we don't pick up any more fish, I instantly look at my map and I try to find like areas, you know, just like I found. That's fishing, you know, whatever they're relating to, if it's a steeper break or, you know, a windblown point or just a windblown shoreline, you know, whatever depth I find them in or kind of that like location, that's what I hone in on. I just zoom my map out a little bit and I'll pick out key spots in my map, maybe even lay down a few icons and then go right to those icons and kind of use that same presentation. But the one thing on opener, because, you know, a lot of folks kind of go out, you know, they like the same lake that they fished the year, you know, the year before, or the same depth or the same presentation. You know, this year is going to be radically different than it was last year. And so, you know, it's you know, sort of a learning curve for folks. All I can say is, regardless of what lake you go to, you're going to have to be quiet, you're going to have to be stealthy, and pitching baits away from the boat is going to be key. And, you know, once you find those walleyes in the location, just try to remain stealthy rather than going up for another pass and running the big motor over the top of those fish. You know, drive, if you're going to drop your big motor up, you know, let's say you're drifting down a edge or a point, you know, if you're going to run your big motor to go back up there, make sure you go really wide of that spot and then drop your trolling motor back down and then come back over those fish, because walleyes are extremely spooky, and most fish are this time of year, especially when the water temp's cold, they haven't heard any boat noise, and then you couple the fact with that really clear water, anytime you have a real late ice out with not a lot of wind, generally you're going to see clear water conditions.
Hey, Tony Strewman here. A couple of things. You've mentioned about this is going to be your son's first opener with you, which is really, really a cool deal. I've never had the opportunity to do that with my dad, but I did when you mentioned that. It reminded me of my first deer hunt, because his rule was, you don't walk in the woods with us with a shotgun, you know, a slug, whatever it is, until you've got all the gun safety and you're 13 years old. And I remember that from the time I was 9, waiting to he'd come home from deer hunting and see what's going on. But 13 years old, I'll never, ever, ever, ever forget my first deer hunt on opening day with my dad. So kudos to you. That's a great, great story. And the memories are going to be cherishable for his entire life. Number two, you probably heard that I fished the Wisconsin Governor's Open this weekend, just all day Saturday, with someone named Kurt Walbeck. Maybe you know who Kurt is. Nice guy with Outdoor Bound TV. And I have so much more respect for you guys, you guides, G-U-I-D-E-S, than ever did before, because you have to be out there 24 hours a day with a smile on your face, pretending like you're having fun, whether you are not, or having a good time. And people want you all the time. I tell you what your job is very, very difficult.
Well, I love to fish, so it's not that hard for me. I mean, you know, it's funny because my son and I fish all the time. Any chance I get, I fish with my kids, my dad. I mean, I love fishing with family. That's how I grew up. I mean, I grew up in a fishing family. And it's just funny because, you know, me and my dad were talking about it. And, like, my son Robbie has never been out on opener. He fishes like a maniac. We fish all the time. But, yeah, it's just, I think I was around that age. All of a sudden, you know, I got invited to go to opener. And, you know, I see a lot of me and my son. And, you know, he's got that fuel. He's got that passion. My wife calls it a disease, but I call it a passion. But it's that fishing desire, you know. I thank my lucky stars, thank God that every day I get to wake up and go fishing every day. So even if it's pouring rain, I'm pretty happy to go fishing. And the smile that I have on my face is generally genuine, you know, because I'm just excited to be out there regardless of what species I'm after. I just love to fish.
Hey, Boomer's got a question.
Yeah, Tony, we've got about 1 minute before we get to break. First, thanks again for joining us, Tony Roach, the 4 Outdoorsman on Bob Country. Tony, give a shout out there, how folks can get a hold of you, your podcast, your social media, your guide business, and everything else you got going on.
Yeah, you bet. You can look me up on Facebook, Instagram, obviously RoachesGuideService.com. Call me anytime. I'm pretty good about giving fishing information. They can email me. I just like talking fishing. So if someone's looking for some fishing information, they can certainly email me or get a hold of me on Facebook.
Tell you what, Tony, appreciate that. Mark and Boomer and I and Sophie, Mark's daughter Sophie, is here for the evening. We thank you for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Have a safe, safe opening weekend and a great summer. And thanks for being who you are, friend.
Hey, thanks a lot for
having me. All right, take care, my friend.
Hey, Sophie, I want to say hi to Sophie. And good luck to everybody. Good luck on opener.
All right, take care, buddy. I'll tell you what, Strewman and the boys will be back with our buddy Steve Carney after a couple of minutes on the Four Outdoorsmen.
The Four Outdoorsmen. Just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at fishingbuddycooler.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, osseopowersports.com.
Is your business philosophy one of prosperity or depression? Are you one of those people who say business is slow? I can't afford to advertise? The truth is business is slow because you don't advertise. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com is a free website that is your gateway to thousands of resources all aimed at helping you grow your business through advertising. Maybe you never used radio advertising because you didn't know where to start, or you felt overwhelmed by all the options. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com is filled with tips and secrets from industry experts, commercial advice, and access to radio professionals there to answer your questions and provide sound advertising help. Get started right now at RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com. Sign up for the free e-business report newsletter and start getting valuable tips and advice that you can turn into increased sales right now. After all, if you don't advertise your business, how are people supposed to patronize it? RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com. Your best business resource is just a few strokes away. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. And choose from the best selection of waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get flooring deals for every room. Room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today. Total Country Bob FM.
We're getting paid for this. We're getting paid to have fun. It doesn't seem fair to me.
It's hard to believe.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Welcome back to the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. The gang is here with Sophie, and we're going to talk about our sponsors first before we get to our friend Steve Carney. Go ahead, Boomer.
Well, let's just run through them real quick. Alumacraft Boats, Osseo Power Sports, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and Blackfish Gear.
Lakes Trading Company, best gun shop in the Twin Cities. What else we got here? The Fishing Buddy Cooler. That's one of our newest ones. That's so cool.
Yep.
And Osseo Lake Trading Company, Devil's Lake.
I think Osseo that's Power Sports.
Osseo we got
Power
them. Sports. And Steve Struzinski with Coldwell Banker.
That's about it. Go to the screen. Yeah, you need a house to buy or sell? Call Struman, 6IBS. I tell you what. We were going to – oh, I know. I was going to go to you, Mark, right? Mark's got something to say, Stephen. Hang on, Mr. Carney. Go ahead, Mark.
I just want to say, everyone, if you get a chance, tune in to Minnesota Bound tonight at 10:30 on Care 11. It's going to be a really cool show. We're kind of looking back over the years and a special announcement about the future. So you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a really great show. So tune in. Also, before we get to Steve, I wanted to say Boomer is fishing in the Minnesota Fishing Challenge this year.
Yes.
With Strew's son, Mike, and it's going to be a great opportunity. We're going to make sure we get the donation page on, but that tournament benefits Minnesota Teen Challenge. It's a great organization, so we're going to provide a way if you'd like to donate to Boomer's team. I can't go this year, unfortunately.
It's I got a tear in my eye.
My niece's graduation from high school, and but anyway, you should go and donate if you can. So we'll have that information out soon.
And add to that, Strew did the Wisconsin fishing opener this weekend. I will be with Nicole, and we'll be fishing the Governor's Minnesota fishing opener in Wilmer on Spicer or Green Lake this weekend. So that should be exciting. But with that being said,
bring him in,
fishing
pal.
Opener show.
Bring him in.
We got Tony Roach, and we've got some more horsepower. A special friend of mine, a mentor, a great guy and friend of the show, Mr. Steve Carney. Welcome to the 4 Outdoorsmen, my friend.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going well, buddy. Sophie and I are sitting here with a suntan, huh? Sophie, what do you think?
Good.
What? Tell Mr. tell Mr. Carney what we did this weekend.
We went walleye fishing, and we caught some walleyes.
And where were we?
Wing and Fin.
Lake Travers.
Travers.
Yeah, yep, she's getting quiet. But, Steve, there's a rumor that you've been doing a little fishing out there, too.
You know, it has been really fantastic out there, Boomer. I knew you guys would do well, and you talked to me before you went out there, and I told you kind of where the spots and what I was doing, and you know that area as well as I do. And I tell you, that bite out there right now is fantastic, and I think it's going to continue for another couple of weeks. So I'm going to be back there again this week, and I can't stay away, and my clients love it. It's just, you know, did you notice the water temperature was 57, 58 degrees, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unreal. Now, we saw it towards the evening, Mr. Steve, getting to about 60 to 61 degrees, but, you know, there was people pitching off of Todd's Dock at Wing and Fin Resort with lighted bobbers, and they caught 8 walleyes in the evening in a matter of 30 minutes. Can you, Steve, where realistically do you catch walleyes off a dock like that?
Well, that's what's so funny about Traverse and Big Stone, Boomer. You know that. They don't even have boats out there. All the cabin people just walk down at the end of their docks and fish in the evening. It's really quite a phenomenon. But, you know, that's what I do. I go up and I pitch under people's docks and right up against the riprap and in the creeks. And those fish are in 1 to 3 feet of water at this time of the year. And you notice the water is darker this year than it has been. So there's been a pretty good daytime bite there. And, you know, that could be the ice melting and creating that, or it could be runoff. But it's kind of a phenomenon. It's not that clear. So you can catch fish during the day, which is awesome.
Yeah, and it made it really nice, Steve. We were talking earlier in the show how we just went with an all braided line setup, because that way it was a lot better for the kids. I didn't have to worry about the leader breaking. But you talk about pitching into the riprap and the rocks and the tributaries and flowing waters, which can mean getting a lot of jigs stuck in the rocks. And you shared with me a tip that I want to share with our listeners, and hopefully you don't mind, but Steve knocked it into my head over the last 15 years that when you're pitching into those rocks, and if the conditions are right and it's not too windy and you can get that constant contact, Steve, you'll use a really small jig with a long shank, won't you, buddy?
Well, yeah, that's the whole secret there, Boomer. It's like, you know, I don't use anything heavier than a 1/16 and sometimes a 1/32, and that jig will stay above those rocks. If you go to an eighth or a quarter, you're doomed, and the key is just the smallest jig, 4-pound test, and just lightly crawl it over the rocks, because as you know, you try to walk out into that water, you can't even walk in it. There's so many boulders and huge, gigantic rocks, and that's what you're dealing with. So you need something that, you know, is light and will kind of be neutrally buoyant, stay over those rocks. So this bite is going to be probably phenomenal for quite some time. I think the downside is that this water is heating up so fast that that algae is going to be kicking in here in about 3 weeks. So I think this bite is going to be short-lived. But as you know, that evening bite on Big Stone and Traverse, there's nothing better. I mean, catfish, you know, walleye, smallmouth, largemouth, everything just comes pouring in there at, you know, the last hour of light. And that's a bite that's just, you can't even describe if you haven't had it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Mark and I got into that 1 year. Remember that, Mark? We hit all the different waypoints, and then we got up to the shoreline, and what, Mark? What was it, like 15 minutes, and it was just nuts?
At least. It was just one after the other. It's just crazy. If you get in the right time, the right spot on that lake, it's just unbelievable.
So, Steve, with all that being said, let's shift gears and let's talk about inland waters in Minnesota, because we have the great state of 10,000 Lakes fishing opener coming up this weekend. Give our listeners on Bob Country, the Four Outdoorsmen, Steve Carney's take on what opener is going to be like this year in the state of Minnesota.
Boomer, you know, I really changed my mind in the last couple of weeks with this, you know, 70 degrees, 80 degrees, and the high winds we had. Things have really, really changed radically. 2 weeks ago, I was kind of bummed out, not really optimistic, but with this weather change, things have really, really accelerated, and I think it's going to be very good, especially south of I-94. Southern part of Minnesota, central part of Minnesota, and west, I think, will be very, very good. I would not venture north of 94, you know, Mille Lacs, all the big lakes, Winnie. Yeah, the ice is off Winnie and it's ice is off Leech, but you're going to be dealing with very cold water, very sluggish walleyes. So I think the farther south you are, the farther west you are, the better you're going to do. And it's really kind of a no-brainer. These fish, when, you know, the ice was out 4 or 5 days ago in some of those big water lakes, they're very lethargic. The water is cold, and you're so much better off in southern Minnesota or western Minnesota, because those fish are far ahead of their northern cousins. And that's my recommendation. I'm staying in the central and south as well. But, you know, I tell you, if somebody came up to me and said, where should I go? Traverse, Big Stone, right now.
Well, you should be getting paid, pal, by it.
I tell you what, Todd Johnson at Wing and Fin Resort is just smiling, probably singing another piano song all about Steve Carney. But yeah. Steve, when we talk about opener for Minnesota, you chatted about kind of geographically where you would recommend being. Expand on that with some presentation types, what kind of structure and what you're going to be focused on, and share some general tips with our listeners.
Well, you know, Boomer, a lot of those walleyes I'm sure you caught yesterday and the ones I caught a few days ago are milking, so there's still a lot of males up in these areas where they're spawning. And, you know, it seems like the females have probably laid their eggs and they're gone, so I would stick to any area that's got, you know, rock rubble, fist-sized rocks, anything that looks like spawning habitat, no matter where you are. Incoming creeks, you notice that on Traverse and Big Stone, when you got any kind of water coming in, there's current, that's huge. So I think, you know, because of late ice out, these fish are going to be very shallow, 3 to 6 feet of water. I wouldn't even venture out much deeper than that. But, you know, Tony Roach was talking a lot about spooking those fish with your boat. You got to keep your boat well away from those areas. You got to sneak in with your electrics, light line, quiet, and that's what it's going to be, especially with this late ice out. It's going to be, the guy that's the quietest and stealthiest, as Tony said, is going to catch the fish. So it's, and you also have to deal with the crowds. There's going to be so many boats out. You're going to have to try to get away from the people, get away from the boat traffic, because that's going to really change a lot of the fish movement. So, you know, it's kind of a crazy weekend, but you can still catch fish.
I tell you what, Steve, this is true, man. Good to talk to you. A friend, haven't talked to you for a little while, and I'm not sure if I should believe you or Boomer, because you say the fish are, they're milking right now. He says they're milking. I don't know who's, no, I'm just kidding you.
Well, you know what's interesting,
I like
to
give Boomer crap.
Interesting to that. So when one of the males was milking, I had two 11-year-olds in the boat milking. And with that being said, Steve and Strew and producer Mark, they asked me, well, that must be a female, right? And that was a real interesting pause of silence on the boat, because I really didn't know how to tackle the answer to that question, Steve. So I just said, that's just part of the normal walleye process. And I said, hey, let's go to the next spot and talk about the twins.
That's all about learning money
fishing.
That's
almost a birds and the bees thing right there. Yeah, so you got to kind of watch yourself.
Yeah. That was an awkward moment in the boat where we skipped out of that question and moved on to the next topic.
Hey, Steve, you're talking about, okay, the fish is darker on Travers, the water's darker on Travers now than it has been in the past. It'll probably clear up. I'm not sure. I've only been on Travers a couple of times, but I just had the opportunity to fish the Wisconsin Governor's Open in Chautauqua on the Chautauqua chain in Wisconsin, and we have a little cabin there, and it was a fun experience for me. And the ice went out on May 1st. They were freaking out. I think only three times in the last 50 years that they've had this kind of thing. They had ice during the opener, but the water was so clear, and it was 80 degrees. Only seven walleyes were caught out of like 100 fisher people.
Wow.
What could we have done differently? It was so clear and so warm.
Well, that tells me it's a night bite. And, you know, Wisconsin is a whole different deal than Minnesota. And when you got those kind of conditions, that's a nighttime bite, after 10 o'clock at night till probably 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you're willing to lose some sleep, I think you could do, you know, quite well. But that's not, you know, unheard of in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we have 1 minute left with you before we recap the show. Thanks again for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen. Everything you've done for me and my family and all the coaching you've given me. Can you share your contact information, your guide business, social media, and all that jazz?
Well, I'm not quite as social media as you are, Boomer. You're kind of the man. I'm just sort of bringing up the rear. But, yeah, you can Google my name. It'll come up there. It's taken me 15 years to get on the top of Google. Just throw my name in there. It'll come up. And hopefully we can meet out at Traverse. I think the next couple of weeks will be good, and then we move on from there. So hopefully we'll cross paths. Good to talk to you, Strewman.
You bet. Take care of yourself, my friend, and be safe this summer. Catch a lot of fish, and we follow you religiously. I love to watch you on television and listen to your interviews on CCO, so if you're still around there. But take care of yourself. That's Steve Carney. Have a great week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care of yourself.
How do we end the show, guys? What's the last two things we say, Soph?
Get outdoors.
That's good enough for me.
Bob Outdoors can